This is Susan DeBrock-Telluride, Inside and Out. Delighted to be speaking with Patricia Ward Kelly. Patricia is the widow of the late superstar Gene Kelly, and she will be in town for several events. The first is Free to All. It's a screening of the classic film Singing in the Rain. She will be introducing that program and answering questions after the show. And then on Saturday is the big event. Patricia Ward Kelly will do Gene Kelly, The Legacy. That is a show to honor all that Gene Kelly is and was. Thank you very much for joining me, Patricia.
Oh, I'm delighted. Thank you so much, Susan.
So the first question is probably obvious and been asked hundreds and hundreds of times, but if it is not too personal, how old were you when you met Gene Kelly in 1985?
Everybody wants to know the answer to that one, Susan, and I'm actually not going to tip my hand on that because I go into that in some depth in the show. So come to the show and I'll reveal that one, and it's a very funny story.
Okay, well, I'm going to push a little harder on that and ask you this. Apart from his great celebrity, what drew you to this considerably older man?
Well, the funny thing is, I wasn't drawn to his great celebrity because it's still very hard for me to believe, but I actually did not know who Gene Kelly was when I met him. What I was drawn to was his phenomenal use of language, and I go into that in more depth as well, and you'll hear the stories about that, and it's amazing. I mean, I don't know what turn of truck I fell off of, but I got to know him a little different way than most people.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Your husband's story is the American dream. It's a variation on the journey of rags to riches. Did Gene Kelly recall or even cherish his everyman roots when he looked down from his perch on top of the pyramid?
Well, the first thing I would say to that is that Gene was never on a perch. He never saw himself in that light, no matter what kind of stardom he had achieved. He never lost sight of the roots of his upbringing in Pittsburgh and the common man, and that was really the origin of the style of dance that he wanted to create, to break away and create a particularly American style of dance that registered with the common man. So he never forgot that. He had immense humility and knew you could be on top of the heap one day and on the very bottom the next.
Great. Wonderful answer. Thank you for that. Your husband was often compared to Fred Astaire. How far does that comparison stretch before it breaks?
It really breaks right at the very beginning. Both he and Fred hated the comparison because they said it was like comparing apples and oranges. And the thing is that Fred was continuing a European tradition of ballroom dancing on polished floors and did it exquisitely. Gene wanted to break with that tradition and create, as I say, a particularly American style, a much more masculine physical style of dance that resonated with his youth and his upbringing. So they were good friends, but not similar.
Wonderful. What did Gene Kelly want to be remembered for the most? How did he define his legacy?
Well, that's interesting as well, because he was very specific about how he wished to be remembered, and it isn't really the way that most people think of him. A lot of people think of him up on the screen. Gene wanted to be known for being behind the camera, for choreographing, directing, and creating what you see. And that's a very important part of the show, to reveal to people how revolutionary his choreography and direction, how he really did change the look of dance on film. And that's how he wished to be remembered.
Okay, thank you. And along with that came a reputation for perfectionism. Was he? And then how did that quality, if it were true, play out with a very young Debbie Reynolds, who was a non-dancer when she was cast in Singing in the Rain?
Well, he's often described, you see him in print, described as a perfectionist and everything. And when he would hear that, it would drive him crazy because he thought, since when did being a perfectionist become kind of a derogatory thing? And he had absolute attention to detail and absolute precision in everything. I think professional might be a better term for it, but it played really to his advantage in many, many ways, and in particular with Debbie Reynolds, because she was a non-dancer, and he was able to make her look terrific in that film and basically made her a star overnight, and so it played out very well for her.
Wonderful. Thank you. And finally, are there movie stars today like your husband? I realize your biases are anti-movie stars, but if not, why not?
It's funny, I was going to say I'm a little biased on that one, but I think there are not many like him because Gene, as you started out, was a real triple, quadruple, quintuple threat. I mean, there are very few stars today who can sing, dance, act, choreograph, direct, produce, write. I think that now they're much more specialized, and we've kind of lost that that overall talent. I think Hugh Jackman is one of the great song and dance men, a great talent, and has the kind of charm and wit of Gene, perhaps comes the closest. Robert Downey Jr. has a lot of those elements, but Gene kept waiting for the next guy to come over the hill. He really was looking for people with that kind of breadth of talent, and I think Hollywood just isn't turning them out anymore. It's a different business these days.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Once again, this has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Patricia Ward Kelly. She will be in town starting December 18th, that's Wednesday, December 18th, for a screening of Singing in the Rain, followed by her show on Saturday, December 21st, 7 p.m. at the Palm Theater, and that is Gene Kelly, The Legacy. Patricia, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone in Telluride and hope people will just come up and say hello and shake my hand. And I'm a Colorado girl, so it'll be nice to get back to the mountains. I'm looking forward to that. So thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.
You will. Thank you.